the website is Staley Training, S-T-A-L-E-Y, training.com. And you'll see a sign-up box right there. Actually, our most recent newsletter just came out.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I had to stand up and do something. Okay. Well, I had somebody recently tell me that live radio was really an amazing thing because it's kind of like everybody's in love with reality TV, right? Reality TV is like no matter what happens, the show goes on, people do what they have to do, and they live life, and Superhuman Radio is all about that. In an era where radio shows are highly edited, highly produced, technically enhanced, you get everything on this show, the mishaps and the groundbreaking information. And that's the only way I do this show. Today is one of those days. I was supposed to have Bobby Cooper on the show. He's a friend of the show. And we were going to do a segment called Jailhouse Strong because Bobby learned a few things recently by being incarcerated and actually coming out of jail bigger and stronger than when he went in. But unfortunately, Bobby is a working stiff like the rest of us, and I guess something happened and he couldn't be here. Later in the show, we're going to talk about something called indoles. You've heard of them before, but there's some evidence that they can actually improve health span, which is more important than lifespan. We'll get into that a little bit later. So when things happen on this show, I got to roll with it. Dee Dee Gregory happened to be posting on Facebook the moment I realized that Bobby Cooper wasn't here. So what do? I reach out to a guy who listens to the show and say, hey, come on the show. And with a little tiny bit of reluctance, I assured him that it would be a fun experience. Dee Dee Gregory is with us. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. So I you know what? When I saw you, I was like, I want to interview Dee Dee, and I'll tell you why. You have an amazing physique. You tend to be very middle of the road about your opinions. Obviously, you're doing things right. I can look at you and know that. I thought, you know, I bet he's got some really interesting opinions about training and about nutrition. So how old are you?
I'm 30. I'll be 31 here this month.
Oh, awesome. Okay, excellent. So how long have you been training? How long have you been a fan of physical culture?
Sports my whole life. I didn't really pick up weights until after high school. To be honest, I got out bench pressed by a girl my freshman year and said weightlifting wasn't for me. So I grew up playing sports, but I didn't really get into lifting until I was about 19 after high school. So
how did that affect you, the trajectory of your lifting? That you know, it was very interesting that you used that particular moment in time to crystallize your introduction to physical culture. Did that compel you to train harder? What did you feel?
It is really something that's just stuck out. Like, everybody asked me, you know, like, did you lift in high school? When did you start lifting? And I was like, all I can remember in high school, we had gym class. I like to play sports. We did lifting. I got out benched by a girl, said it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And obviously down the road, you got to get into lifting and whatnot for sports. But I really didn't dive into it until after high school when sports was up and my free time was, you know, I had a lot of free time.
So you've been training for what, 8, 10 years now?
Yeah, I'd say about 11.
Okay.
Quite a bit of setbacks.
What kind of setbacks?
I ruptured my patellar tendon twice playing basketball, a couple of carpal tunnel surgeries, torn bicep, you know, just the occasional sprains of playing sports and stuff. Which is crazy because the torn patellar, I have so much more comfortability. I'm more comfortable in the gym pushing weight, and it's so much more less stress on my knee than playing sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've recently dug into that again, playing men's softball, and it's just completely different. that's gotten me to really look in ketogenic dieting is actually kind of what led me into part of the anti-inflammatory effects. And then I've talked to Sean Wells and a couple of the guys. I think you actually mentioned BPC 157 that I'm going to start taking here soon. And looking into some other just like a high omega-3 diet, anything I can do for inflammation.
Well, but when you talk about soft tissue, we did a show probably 3 or 4 months ago that mm-hmm. unlocked how to use gelatin and or collagen hydroxylate to rebuild soft tissue. And that is you take it before you train, 11 grams or more, with 60 to 100 milligrams of vitamin C, and you take it before you train. And this is where the magic is for people who suffer from regular bouts of tendinitis and things like that. The research that we talked about on the show showed that the building blocks of collagen need to be present while the muscles and the tendons and the ligaments are moving, doing work. Because since they're avascular, they absorb the fluid around them like a sponge. And so using collagen post-workout, you miss the opportunity to influence uptake by tendons and ligaments. Nothing has changed my training like that. I mean, I have part of my pre-workout drink right now, which John Romano affectionately said would probably give me the runs, but it doesn't. It really doesn't. it includes 20 grams of collagen hydroxylate from Great Lakes.
And okay. That was my next question. If you're using the gelatin, are you going with collagen protein instead?
I'm taking collagen hydroxylate because even in the research, they use gelatin in the research. And during the interview, I said to the scientist, I said, well, you know, I use collagen hydroxylate. He goes, well, that's just better. He said, that gets there faster.
Okay.
So.
20 grams is what you're using?
I use 20 grams, but you can, the research showed 11 grams and 60 milligrams of vitamin C taken at the same time, 30 minutes before you train. At least 30 minutes before you train.
Okay.
And that's when the magic happens in soft tissue, uptake, repair, and upregulation. I mean, really making them stronger so that they can handle more work. So that was BPC 157. We did a show on BPC 157 a year ago with Adel Musa. We did the definitive show. We talked about everything from injecting it to taking it orally, the optimal doses. It's an amazing compound. It's an amazing compound. It's really made it into mainstream now. Its name makes it sexy. Body Protection Complex. It's like anything my body needs, it's going to help me with. And reality, we're finding out that there's some truth to that. It really is a pleiotropic peptide. I mean, it influences a lot of different stuff from the gut to tissue repair. So it really is pretty cool stuff. And there are lots of places to buy it out there, and it all looks pretty good from what I can see. Because when something becomes this popular, everybody's making it. So it's usually fresh and it's usually legit. So, okay, so you've got an amazing physique. You have an enviable physique, I would say. So talk about your training. Right now you're full-on keto, is that correct?
Yeah, I implement carbs in and around my training time. So I'd say it's either a form of targeted ketosis or carb backloading. Occasionally I intermittent fast, but recently I was playing with myself first and extending my fasting periods, and I did find it harder to gain muscle or retain muscle doing that.
Yeah.
But I also didn't track my protein. So I know you still got to hit your protein numbers in there, and I guarantee there's some days where I fasted and only ate one meal where I've only maybe got 70 grams of protein in that day.
And that's where I think most people in keto go wrong, to be honest with you.
Is it too low protein?
Yeah. They think protein is going to turn to sugar. It's the stupidest idea. Gluconeogenesis occurs on demand, only if blood sugar starts to plummet. The body doesn't go, oh, we've got all this protein, let's make sugar and raise blood sugar up to the equivalent of you just had pasta for dinner. It doesn't do that. And it's, and people who are in keto, who just keep pounding down the fat, don't get me wrong. Doing, a protein restriction periodically is actually a good thing. The Bulgarians showed that protein restriction for 2 to 3 days causes an increase in the protein synthetic response the following 2 to 3 days. So you can use protein restriction wisely. But
almost like protein cycling.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, periodically back down on your protein, up your carbs for a day or two. Just get reckless a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm not going to worry about building muscle. Because it'll pay off. Look, we did a show that proves that basal autophagy is required for hypertrophy. If your body, if your body doesn't have periods of autophagy, which can only happen in some sort of period where you're not chewing. If you're chewing, the body has to focus on digestion. Like if you're having guests over, if you have company, you can't clean the house while you have company. You have to clean the house before the company gets there or after the company gets there, but you can't clean the house while you're hosting people. Your body can't clean, get rid of metabolic debris while it's hosting food passing through your digestive system. And so you have to be experiencing some amount of autophagy in order to truly experience muscle growth, but it doesn't take a lot to stimulate that. You know, if you even have your last meal at 8 o'clock at night and don't eat again, and you know, for 12 hours, you're stimulating some basal autophagy. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't have to be too extreme.
Definitely. That's where I think with the gluconeogenesis, when keto's, it's over the last 2 years, I'd say when keto's really blowing up, it's almost a lot of the places you go to find information put that in your head, like you have to hit this macro ratio of 70% fat, 20 protein, and you know, 5 carbs or whatever, and your protein can't get too high because of gluconeogenesis, and I think it scares a lot of people off, because I myself have people coming to me for help. And they're like, well, this keto calculator says I need this much fat and this much protein. I'm like, well, you could drop the fat down a little bit off your protein.
The problem is that the word keto is broad stroke used today to imply a diet. So here's what I say. Anything can be a ketogenic diet. Anything that you do from a dietary standpoint that causes your body to start to produce ketones is a ketogenic diet. So that means if you eat nothing but protein and no carbs and no fat, and your body produces some amount of ketones, then you're eating a ketogenic diet. The silliness becomes when people look at extreme therapeutic diets designed to suppress brain tumors and go, that's the only way to do keto. No, that's not the only way to do keto. That's the way you do keto if you're trying to suppress brain tumors.
Yeah, or for epilepsy or something.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, if you're at 0.6 millimoles of ketones in the morning, guess what? Your diet's ketogenic, baby. It's working.
Yeah.
It's working. So
now, as you brought up about digestion, and when we do eat, we need to digest the food, and we take, you know, we have to expend energy doing that. This is a question I've been wondering is, I love fasting so much, and I did lose a little more weight than I wanted, but it's rebounding just fine. But I would fast, and I would feel amazing, feel brain clarity, but sometimes I would even eat a ketogenic meal and kind of take a plummet a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that just had to be the body using energy to digest food, and I wasn't getting it fully.
So let's take a break and explore that, because this in and of itself is part of the reason that those of us who love keto love it. Because there are actually euphoric periods if you're doing it right.
Yeah.
And then you wrestle with eat. I don't want to eat because I don't want this. I feel so good. I don't want to eat. Right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Stay with me here. We're going to talk about this. I want to explore this from a couple different views. Stay tuned. Do you know how to pr- properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off. Off and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy, plus wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR, go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad
there
today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dee Dee Gregory. That's right. People are like, well, who's Dee Dee? I didn't see him on the post today about the show. No, Dee Dee's saving my ass, so you don't have, saving your ass, so you don't have to listen to me go on and on, because I got news for you. What I was going to talk about today is something that I've wanted to talk about for a long time, and I thought to myself, you know what? I probably shouldn't talk about that yet. And so Dee Dee actually helped me out by agreeing to come on. I kind of blindsided him with the suggestion, so thanks a lot. All right, so look. Those of us who love keto know what I'm about to say. You get into that deep, deep keto state. Maybe you've been fasted for 20, 24 hours, or maybe you're, you've had a couple meals, but they're just predominantly fat, nuts, and stuff like that. You're eating very, very small, right? Very, very calorie-restricted type of a diet, and you literally feel a buzz. That buzz is the ketones. But is that buzz good, right? Everybody in keto goes, oh, man, that's so good for you. But what if it's not? What if it's the body anesthetizing your brain against the peril it believes you are going towards? We automatically assume that that buzz is good because anything that gives us a buzz is good, right? Weed, alcohol, it's all good. It gives us a buzz. And surely if I'm getting a buzz from keto, that's got to be good. But what if it's not? What do you think, D?
You know, I'm curious what you're going to say because you think it's, I mean, from what I know about fasting, the research I've done, there's almost nothing better for us to fast periodically. And that's kind of the buzz you get when you're going on it and kind of the buzz you get when you take exogenous ketones. So I don't know. I'm curious to what you have to say about
it. Well, so here's what I do know, right? If I apply critical thinking, I know this. We always take everything too far to the left or to the right in search of the middle, right? So fasting turns out to be good in an environment where nobody fasts anymore. People don't even know what it feels like to truly be hungry anymore. The majority of the American population today don't know what it feels like to be hungry. They know what it feels like to be bored and want to eat, okay? But they really don't know hunger. And the truth of the matter is, if you're in ketosis, you don't know hunger either because you're not hungry. You're being anesthetized. So if we learned anything from Dr. Malin Watfi's book of Dove Diplomats and Diabetes, and every keto person should read that book because it's an evolutionary perspective on diabetes and it unlocks a lot of metabolic pathways that we just ignore, that we just think we're too smart for. But what we do know is that when we get really, really hungry, a couple things happen. First of all, fear is suppressed. Why? Because we got to go out and find food and run the risk of becoming food, at least back in the day when our brain wiring actually took place. So if that is a defense mechanism in order for us to push on because we are faced with peril, but we don't want to see it as peril because we need to get food, why doesn't it make sense that the euphoria that we're feeling from being fasted in a severely fasted state, the lack of hunger is just part of that defense system. And it's not necessarily a good thing. It's just what our body does to cope.
Right. As a defense, maybe to wake you up more, so you're more alert.
Or will make you believe that you can do. You're about to, you haven't eaten in 3 days. You're going to go out and hunt an animal. Right. And you got to believe you can do it or you're not going to go out and hunt it. Right. You got to be like, no, I can do this. I got this. And all those, we know that hunger, the peptides associated with hunger suppress the neuropeptides associated with fear. Isn't that convenient?
That's crazy.
But that's what we learned from Dr. Malin Watfi. That's what we learned from Dove's Diplomats and Diabetes. And those mechanisms actually put in play how your body handles the food after you capture your animal after a, you know, grueling day of hunting and expending a lot of energy, and you get that animal and you sit down and you eat that animal for the next 3 days. Your body does different things than if you just found that animal dead and didn't have to work for it. We know that, again, from Dove Diplomats and Diabetes. So my point, not to get too far away from it, is those of us who love keto know that when you're in, I mean, dude, I had the best leg training day that I can remember after a 72-hour fast. I was fasted 72 hours. I went into the gym that afternoon and I trained legs. I handled more weight. I did more reps and I worked longer. And I told Rob Wolf about it. And he said, be careful, dude. He said, because that's dangerous medicine. Because my brain was interpreting my 72-hour fast as, oh, dude, we're in big trouble. You need to, like, turn down all the fear stuff and turn up all the macho kick-ass go-hunt stuff because this dude has got to get some food. And you know, I wasn't hunting food, but I was working hard. And so we have to be careful. Rob Wolf was right. We have to be careful. When we turn that machinery on, we can actually hurt ourselves if we're not careful.
So that's my opinion. That, where's your opinion stand with, I've changed over training fasted. Even after, say, your last meal is 8 o'clock and you want to train at 8 in the morning, now you're only 12 hours fasted.
Right.
Do you think it's okay to go in there and train, or are you taking
I definitely think it's good to train fasted like that. I'm experimenting with something completely different. I'll share after the next break. But I think that's okay. I think a 72-hour fast and going in and allowing your body to become a hostage to the neurochemicals that are protecting your brain from what it perceives as doom, mm-hmm. and then leveraging that to go in and make your body do things that it probably shouldn't be doing. I think that that's part of the do or die hardwiring of humans. We have that. We're hardwired to be able to turn that on at a time where we couldn't make it otherwise.
Right.
And so we have to be careful with that. We have to recognize that and respect it and not over leverage it and just say to ourselves, oh, well, I feel so good, so it's got to be good for me. You know what I mean? We have to be cautious.
Yeah.
But I think training fasted is fantastic. I'll go back to training fasted eventually. Right now, I'm playing with something completely different. Here, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to tell you what I've been doing, and I want your opinion, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of D.D. Gregory.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Later in the show, we're going to talk about how indoles can actually extend health span, which may be more important than lifespan, quite frankly. Right now we're talking with Dee Dee Gregory. We're talking about diet and from a nutritional standpoint, different types of approaches to leverage your training. Obviously, I see a lot of people who go to the gym day in and day out, and they never train, they never change because they don't. The other part of the equation is how you eat and whether or not you will reap any benefits from your workouts. So here's what I've been doing lately, right? I've been training fasted forever. Recently, because I have some really good friends over at Quest Nutrition, especially Josh Field, and I know that Josh uses cyclodextrin, which is a kind of sophisticated sugar, pre-workout. And he's keto all the time. I mean, he eats keto, he checks his blood sugar, but his ketone levels, but he uses this cyclodextrin. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to try. So it started out with me trying to use a carb supplement. I started using Carbolin, the unflavored, unsweetened, unadulterated one. And boy, holy crap. I mean, I train so much harder with carbs in my system than without. And I don't care what, I don't want to hear it anymore from people. Oh no, you can train. You can train fasted. Absolutely. You can train fat adapted. Absolutely. But you will train effing harder and longer with a good carbohydrate in you. Period.
Especially, I think the combination of being fat adapted and taking your carbs, it's that extra fuel source. I mean, you're getting the best.
Exactly. You're a frigging hybrid, and you're saying to your body, unrestricted, take what you want. Use what you want. Heart wants to use ketones, great. Muscles want to use glucose, great. Use what you want. You're saying, I'm a hybrid, use what you want. It makes sense.
Yeah. That's what we're, I guess, I think Dr. Jacob Wilson, and maybe it was even Ben Pekulski back a few years ago when I was following him, said being metabolically flexible where you're fat adapted, have your carbs around your workout time, and you get the best of both worlds.
Yes. And so I got that message, and that turned into what I'm doing now is this. And people are going to go, oh, Carl, this is a big mistake. Don't tell me anything's a big mistake yet until we find out if it's really a big mistake. So I have this very sophisticated pre-workout drink. It's 50 grams of Carbolin. It's a scoop, which is 22 grams of Thrive protein. It's a package of Ketogenics Prime. So I got my ketones in there, and I got my MCT powder in there, blah, blah, blah. A little tiny bit of caffeine anhydrous, about 100 milligrams, because the Ketogenic Prime has 80 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. Glutamine, arginine, 20 grams of collagen hydrosylate. What am I missing? I think that's it.
I don't know. I saw you. You posted this yesterday.
Yeah, I posted a picture. Oh, and then, of course, my 9 Synthogen capsules, which I just added to it. It was unbelievable. So I have that, and I'm at the gym in 45 minutes, and I start training. And I train now longer because my theory is burn up the glucose, right? And I've used this analogy on the show before. You may have heard me say it. But I used to race cars. And you never filled your gas tank up. You didn't want to carry the extra gas. That's weight. That's going to take hundreds of thousands of seconds off of your time. You only put enough gas in the tank to get you down the quarter mile and taxi back to the pit. That's it. You didn't want excess weight. So my goal is to use up all of the carb fuel that I'm taking pre-workout during my workout so that my body can easily shift back into producing ketones later on in the day because that blood sugar just drops out because I burn it up. I'm using it up. But
yeah.
Adele Moussa wrote a blog post a couple months ago about how the presence of ketones post-workout can actually stimulate muscle protein synthesis. So I've got my I take this drink before I train. I train as hard as I can train. I mean, when I leave the gym, I'm sweating, I'm exhausted, I'm hammered. I know I just trained. I don't eat until after my show. So now I've shifted my fasting window a little bit. So I fast from 6 o'clock at night till about 7:30 in the morning when I have my drink. And then I don't eat post-workout because I got amino acids in me from my pre-workout meal. I got ketones in me from my pre-workout meal. So I ride that fast out and then I have a huge protein meal around 2 o'clock and another one at 6. I get 200 to 230 grams of protein in 2 meals.
No, I was going to say, what are you eating? Damn. I like it.
I'm eating like today I got a pound of grass-fed beef. I got 7 slices of cheese on that. And so there's a 100 grams of protein right there. Right there. And then when I go home, I got fish I'm going to have tonight. I'm going to have another 100, probably 110 grams of protein tonight.
Do you do a lot of vegetables? Or do you get most of your nutrients from
I eat vegetables. I do not shy away from vegetables, but I make my protein my priority. Once I'm eating my protein, anything else on my dish, I'll go ahead and eat. But I'm not going to get full by having all this other side stuff until my protein is done. And I got to tell you something. I mean, I'm 59 years old, and I may not be as strong as a lot of guys in this audience, but I'm the strongest version of me I've been in a long time. I mean, I was only doing giant sets. In fact, Charles Staley is going to critique my workouts and come on the show next week. I'm sending him the way I was training, which was basically giant sets of everything. Now I shifted to a more traditional one movement, 5 sets, move to another movement, 5 sets, you know, resting in between. And holy crap, from those giant sets I was doing, my cardiovascular conditioning came up with that. But I am, now that I'm just doing leg presses and not going leg press, leg extension, leg curl, and a different press or a hip thrust, that's one set. Now that I'm just doing leg presses, I mean, I had 12 plates aside the other day. It was like nothing. Because
what are you doing for rep ranges and rest periods between sets?
Oh, I don't rest long enough. I'm very impatient. I'm very, very impatient. Yeah. I have a really hard time, and I have a timer. I have a really hard time sitting there for 3 minutes and then getting started again. The reality is that my rests are definitely well under 2 minutes and quite often a little bit over a minute. You know, I only because I'm impatient. But what do you think about this idea of fasting post workout?
Well, if you're getting in, like you said, you're getting in quite a bit pre workout. So you're already getting in 45 or 50 grams of protein through collagen and your Thrive.
Right.
So yeah, you're going to have those spare amino acids still for 3-4 hours after that.
Right.
So, what about now? I've read some stuff on staying the fasted, but possibly using like EAAs and leucine post-workout. Well, what do you think about essential amino acids?
I would not use leucine by itself. I would only ever use EAAs. I wouldn't even use BCAAs. BCAAs may turn the anabolic signal on, but there's no building blocks to build muscle. So
that's what I would like to maybe. I always combine them. Like if I know 20 grams away post workout might not stimulate protein. You know, might not be enough leucine. But if you toss in 5 or 6 grams of BCAAs to get two or three more added grams of leucine.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, just throw in the EAAs. Don't even use the BCAAs. Use the EAAs because what happens is the EAAs get through into the bloodstream immediately. And then as they trail off, the whey protein starts to get into the blood. So use EAAs.
Whey and EAAs.
Yeah, use whey and EAAs. Mix them together. That's a great idea. Dr. Connolly and I talked about that on the Body RX show years ago.
Yeah.
That people are missing out on opportunity by not fortifying their whey protein with EAAs.
This got brought up about 20 minutes before you asked me to come on the show this morning. So a guy was asking me about EAAs, and I was like, honestly, I don't have them in bulk yet because I had my own small supplement company here in town, and I don't carry them in bulk, and I just read up on them, and looks like it's a great thing to add.
I want to take our last break, and when we come back, I just want to talk about you. I want to talk about what you're doing training-wise right now because you have an amazing physique. You really do. No, I'm serious. I'm paying you credit. So I want to know what you're doing, how you're training right now. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced.
Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me. I'm gonna make somebody love me.
Gotta love live radio. My second hour guests are changing. That's okay.
Who you got coming on next?
I've been doing this for 12 years, man. I've been going through this for 12 years. It's part of live radio. People don't show up at the last minute, or they switcheroo, or they drop somebody else in the slot. And but, you know, you just roll with the punches, talk about the science. So, okay, let's talk about Dee Dee Gregory. So how do you train right now?
A lot. I guess. I run my own business, so I like to train twice a day. I like to work antagonist, I guess, like the short periods of, you know, 30, 45 minutes and just get in there and really kill it.
Like the Bulgarians, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, watching all the new guys in the train twice a day and for hours and every day is what I was doing. And it's very time consuming. But then you get to listen to like guys like Dorian Yates who maximize recovery and really just maximize the time they're in there. It works.
That's why having a home gym is a blessing if you're serious about this, because you could literally just go bust out a set of something, right? And then go back to doing your thing around the house or working in the backyard. And you could do that four or five times a day. The impact of that is amazing. In fact, the first hour we were supposed to do with Bobby Cooper, which we will do, was about his ability to get up to 800 push-ups a day while he was in jail. And I started doing this myself. I do it now. I mean, I try to get at least 200 push-ups a day, which is nothing. But I literally just drop and do 20. Like, I'll do them during the commercial breaks, or if I'm at home and I'm doing something, I'll just get up and do 20. You drop and do 20 push-ups. You add 200 push-ups to your day, every day for the next couple weeks, and watch your shoulders, chest, and triceps explode. And it's no big deal. You do 20, you're done.
Yeah.
So training multiple times a day would be such an exciting thing to be able to do. It really would.
Besides that, I don't know, the way I train, I guess, it throws me off, because you read so many studies that, you know, giant sets, drop sets, super sets, are they worth it, or do you get the same metabolic stress, the same hypertrophy results from just standard training as long as your volume's the same? And I guess we have so many conflicting studies out there and conflicting articles that people read where it leads you kind of get stuck and you either got to try it out, just do it all sorts of ways, see what works best for you. I personally like the drop sets. I love the super sets. I love the pump you get. I like going back and forth from like a chest exercise to a back exercise, or triceps to biceps. As far as training legs, I like to pre-exhaust first and then get either my compound movements and then maybe even end again on leg extensions and hamstring curls.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of time under tension, probably more than most people could handle or would suggest. I forget the doctor who kind of made the protocol, but even Dr. McCullough talks about it. It's almost one super big negative with as much weight as you can handle. And you begin almost shaking uncontrollably. And I wouldn't do it with free weights. I do all these on machines if I'm doing a set like that, where you almost, you know, I'll max out the machine and get a good rep in and almost do like a 30 or 45 second negative to where I'm almost shaking and I can't do another full rep, but then I'll drop it, you know, 50% of the stack and knock out 7 or 8 more reps and maybe even drop it one more time by, so that's what Dorian used to do, is just go in there and get a couple working warm-up sets in and then really just destroy it in like one mega set.
I think volume, but I do think volume, and I think a lot of the research that Dr. Brad Schoenfeld puts forth shows that hypertrophy is best stimulated by volume. And that's why, you know, you've got to put the work in. If you're going to do, if you're going to do a 15-minute session, you're going to have to do 4 or 5 of them a day, or 3 or 4 of them a day, or even 2 or 3 of them a day. Because really, everything, you know, we always want to know what's the best thing. But the best thing for what? For cardiovascular conditioning? Long, arduous sessions. Train for 2 hours if you want better cardiovascular conditioning. More hypertrophy? Probably a lot more reps than you're doing now. Not you, I mean people in general, doing now. Greater strength? You're going to have to use some scary weight, because that's what builds greater strength. One is a neuronal adaption. The other one is literally a mechanical remodeling. And the third, cardiovascular conditioning, is the result of long periods of continuous work.
Yeah.
You can't build cardio conditioning training on a treadmill 10 minutes a day. You can't do it. You just can't do it. I don't care if you sprinted the whole time. The heart has two strokes, and doing a lot of resistance training affects the contracted heart function, but doing a lot of steady state walking and stuff like that affects the expanded heart function, and both of those are muscularly induced. I mean, your heart's not relaxing when it expands. The muscles are pulling it apart to suck blood in. It's working on both strokes, but different things stimulate cardiovascular conditioning. Good, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, you're right. Well, I was just tapping into that cardiovascular health is something I'd still, I like to push myself. Every year I'll test my mile. Even now, I'd love to test my 40 time, but it's a little rough on the knees sprinting.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I'm going to try that collagen and vitamin C pre-workout.
Yeah.
See if I can get some soft tissue rebuilding.
And real quick, we only have 5 minutes. You came up with a really great sleep aid. The recipe is on your Facebook wall. I mean, I'm using something like that right now, but it's from Redcon. I'm using their fade out. It's pretty much the same things that you have, different doses. But it also has phenibut in it, which I'm not crazy about, but I do get a good night's sleep when I use a half a dose. But talk about your, real quick, give you a recipe.
Well, GABA, it's 3,000 milligrams of GABA, 1,000 milligrams of magnesium citrate, 5-HTP and L-titrophan, valerian root, melatonin, just all things I've seen. My best research comes from going to other companies and seeing what they're using.
Right.
And then doing the research on, hey, you know, why are they using this? What's the correct dosage and what's it doing? That's kind of where it got me. Now that you bring it up, it just got me into the supplement industry. Like I was taking supplements for half a decade or 7 years before I even knew what it even did. Just because we go to the supplement store and we're like, hey, you know, I want to gain muscle. I want to lose fat. And they don't really care to tell you what's in it and what it does.
Yeah, I need some magic beans. You got any magic beans?
Yeah, pretty much. pretty much. And it's for me, as being a supplement company owner, my first response to anybody is, how's your diet? Hey, I want to gain muscle. I want to lose fat. Well, what's your diet like? We'll talk about supplements in a second. You know, so they do help, but they're not a magic pill. That's for sure.
How can people reach you?
Through my Facebook is the best right now. We're working on launching a website. My Instagram is the Head Turner Fitness. I have a Head Turner Fitness Facebook, but really just reach me on my personal Facebook page and shoot me a message and friend request me. I post and share a lot of what I find, anything from what you share to Subversity to anything diet, training, or supplement-related, health-related, really. My more passion has become from, I was a bodybuilding coach and helping people prep for shows and even myself, but more as of lately in finding out what nutrition can do for people, I'm having great luck helping people reverse their diabetes, helping a woman with her cancer. You know, that's kind of where my passion has gone.
There you go. Look, thank you for saving my ass today.
Thanks for having me on. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, there you go. I told you it would be fun.
Yeah, we're going to have to meet up sometime, get a workout in.
Bobby Cooper just, we got our time screwed up. We were supposed to do this show originally at 1 o'clock, and then I moved it to 12 because Coach Rob Regish told me that he had to be off the air today, and I think that what happened was Bobby thought we were still on at 1. So I got a message with him during this commercial break, and then we're going to come on.
You going to go on with him?
No. I got these two scientists coming on to talk about this new microbe called Indole and how it actually improves health span. D, thanks a lot for being on, brother.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You deserve again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try, you'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime, I couldn't have done it without.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Less Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Ever-exciting frontier that is the microbiome continues to unfold for us. We learned so much. And yet, there's so much we still don't understand. My next guest is Dr. Daniel Kalman. How you doing, Dr. Kalman?
I'm doing great. Nice to be here with you.
Yes, welcome. So, your group just published a study looking at a specific type of gut bacteria and its effect on health span, which may actually be more important than lifespan. Because in the face of what we now have, which is the sick aging phenotype, where most people, the last third of their life is spent, if not in an institution, going from specialist to specialist, trying to manage disease states. Many of those people, if you ask them, hey, would you like to live to be 100? They go, no, why would I want to do this for another 30 years? So health span is becoming perhaps more important than lifespan. Your study recently looked at a intestinal bacteria called an indole, that it actually may affect health span in some of the species that you've looked at already, which were C. elegans and flies and now mice. What tipped you off to even look at this? What research had been done prior to this that these questions needed to be answered?
So, The concept of using or altering our microbiota and is preeminent now. People are thinking about the microbiota a great deal in terms of how it contributes to disease, how it contributes to health, how when we undergo dysbiosis, that is a dysregulation of our microbiota, how that can alter our health or alternatively cause disease. We were interested in understanding aging and in particular how the diseases of aging. When you age, I think all of us know there's a lot of things that go wrong. So people who are in our geriatric population have a lot of problems and a lot of comorbid issues. And that costs a lot. It contributes a lot to our healthcare costs. And treating it is complex. So we had an idea of how could we make people live healthier for longer. And that's the concept of health span. Given that the microbiota contributes to both health and disease, we wondered whether the microbiota might actually
change with aging, and it turns out a lot of people have worked on that, and it does. It becomes the microbiota, which is the bacteria in our gut and also outside of us, though the diversity of that population actually decreases with age. So we wanted to study that. We wanted to figure out whether we could find the molecules that are produced by the microbiota that might actually allow us to live better for longer. And that's what the study was about. So these are indoles or molecules that are produced by the microbiota. They're also in food. And these molecules, in our paper, we showed that they could contribute to health span in a wide range of animals.
Did you actually look at any of the hormonal milieus that coincide with the microbiota? We've been talking about this phenomenon for probably the better part of 7 years now, but whenever we do a show about a new and interesting microbe, for instance, L-reuteri, which was shown to actually improve the status of aging rodents and actually make them young again. Even their fur got shiny and dappled looking. We also found out that there is some sort of symbiotic relationship, we don't know chicken and egg yet, between oxytocin and L-reuteri. Do we know if these indoles have any relationships with any hormones?
Well, they could. We do know that. So when we think about the microbiota, they're a complex mixture, thousands and thousands of species of bacteria in our gut. Also, of which the one you're talking about, the Lactobacillus species, is one, and these are often actually, we think of them as probiotics. The question is, what do these bacteria actually do, and what do they make, and then what do they secrete that allows them to have this beneficial effect? So when we think about the microbiota and the names of the bacteria, that's a little bit like roll call, right? Mm-hmm. You go to class mm-hmm. and who's there? But the question is, what did these bugs make, and how did those molecules do things in us? And that's what we studied. We've been working on that for quite a long time, and the way we found these indoles, which are secreted by not only Lactobacillus species but other bacteria as well, and they're in plants, the way we found them is by using a simple organism called C. elegans, the worm,
sure.
C. elegans, as a biosensor. These worms live with bacteria, so we reasoned that they would be sensors of things that bacteria make, including bacteria that make up our microbiota. And we began to purify and identify the molecules that were made by bacteria that affected the health span of these worms.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now, one other question. We've talked a lot about different phyla, right? Bacteriodetes and Firmicutes. Do indoles fall into one of those categories? Because there seem to be one group that's...
So indoles are not bacteria. Indoles are small molecules that are produced by bacteria.
Ah, okay. So this is, crudely put, this is what the bacteria poops out after it digests some of the food it's getting from the host.
There you go.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Indoles are a product of tryptophan metabolism. Tryptophan is an essential amino acid, and when indoles are able to are metabolized by bacteria, the bacteria turn them into, when tryptophan is metabolized by bacteria, the bacterial enzymes turn the tryptophan into indole. Indoles are also prominent in other organisms, and particularly in plants. They're kale, for example, which we eat, and broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables are full of indoles, and when we eat those molecules, or when we eat those plants and digest them, we get these molecules as well in our digestive system.
Now, these molecules are actually aromatic, right? The indoles, they're aromatic. They have some sort of...
they are.
Yeah.
They are indeed what makes our fecal matter malodorous. But it turns out that they also have a lot of good qualities to them in terms of how they interact with us, and that's they are they cross the intestinal barrier. They're absorbed by us. We find their metabolic products in our blood, in our urine. We know that under certain disease states, and with, even with aging, that the levels of these molecules are dysregulated. That is, they change. And particularly in some cases go down, depending on the molecule.
Talk about the geriatric community just for a second from the standpoint of, does diet change the microbiota? We know that we've from so many studies that you can actually change the diversity of your gut simply by changing your diet. In as little as 2 days, there's a dramatic change in diversity of gut microbes from diet. Do you think that what changes as we age is a result of, you know, older people tend not to eat protein. They don't digest it as well. You're talking about amino acids. Obviously, you can get some of these amino acids from vegetables. But do you think that diet influences the changes we see in the elderly?
Sure. So there's studies showing now that what we eat can dramatically change the diversity of the microbiota. For example, when you eat meat, as opposed to fruits, nuts, and vegetables, for example, you get a much less diverse microbiota. And that's in part because of the molecules that are provided by the food that we eat contribute, are used by the microbiota for their own expansion, and if those if the necessary molecules aren't there, other molecules or other bacteria will outgrow them. It's, mm-hmm. it's kind of a competitive
yeah.
environment
yeah.
in the gut for food.
Interesting. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what you found when looking at these indoles that implied possible improvement in health span. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Lisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Kalman. We're talking about an interesting molecule called an indole, which may actually improve health span. At least it appears to be doing so in some other species. So talk about the research itself. What did you see in the flies and in the mice, more specifically the mice, that seemed to imply that indoles had a relationship with a better health span?
So the first question, I guess, is how do you measure? We know how to measure age. We count how old you are, but how do you measure health span? What we did was to look at sort of the key features of health span that are prevalent across many species. And the one thing that I think that will be obvious to your listeners is how well you move. And we noticed that animals that were, as they aged, if we fed them indoles or we fed them bacteria that produced indoles, that they moved better. And that's the sort of primary finding in the paper from a variety of ways of measuring movement, be it the ability of the muscles to contract and to move, or their capacity to speed along, in the case of worms, their capacity to crawl or fly in the case of flies, and their capacity to run around their cages in the case of mice. All the animals that in our studies from across these very diverse species moved better.
So what was there a preferred approach? In other words, did feeding them foods that contain indoles perform as good as supplying them with microbes that produce indoles?
Well, so with the microbes, there are subtle differences. I mean, the microbes produce indole is a particular molecule, but it turns out that bacteria produce
a lot.
Almost a group of indoles, that is a group of related molecules. So the, and that's what's in our gut, actually. So it stands to reason maybe that the microbes that produce these molecules, as opposed to the molecules themselves, might be better. In some cases and under some situations, that appeared to be the case. But we found that we could also deliver particular indole species to animals and optimize the concentration and get just as good an effect.
So which particular microbes seem to produce indoles?
So lactobacilli produce indoles, for example, one that you mentioned earlier in the program.
Mm-hmm.
So do E. coli. A lot of different species of bacteria do produce these molecules. It's unclear at this time whether all of these species produce the same diversity of indoles. That we don't know.
But even with the presence of these indoles, I mean, of these particular species of bacteria, in order for the indole complex to be produced, there had to be the presence of tryptophan, right, in the diet, I would imagine.
Well, if you give the bacteria and you don't have any tryptophan, you won't make indole.
Yeah, and that's my point.
On the other hand, if you give the indole, then you don't need the tryptophan.
Yes, I like that idea too. But is there a way to categorize all of the entire complex of indoles and then say, oh, we can find these three in this food and those two in that food and come up with some sort of supplemental approach to make sure that a person is getting the full array of indoles that they would get had their microbes made them themselves?
Well, I think it's a little too early to say what groups of foods would do that and or what groups of bacteria in your gut would do that. People are very diverse. People metabolize food differently. They break down indoles potentially into different things. They also have different bacteria in their guts. What we're moving towards in terms of being able to develop deliverables from these studies that we've done is to provide particular indoles, but we have to work out how to deliver them, how mm-hmm. to deliver them safely to people. We have to work out at what doses they would be efficacious. This is all in the realm of, takes us from the realm that we've been in basic science to the realm of drug development, and that's an entirely different process. Entirely. So we have to think about a lot of practical factors. Who's taking it? What are the possible side effects of molecules? How are these molecules absorbed? Can they be efficacious? Can they be efficacious in some kinds of people and not in other kinds of people? Are they dangerous in certain kinds of people or people with certain diseases?
Is there any evidence that once the onset of reduction in mobility, age-related mobility, sets in, that introducing indoles then can have a therapeutic effect and improve someone's mobility?
So we did that experiment in mice. We gave indoles to geriatric mice. These are mice that are very old. 2 years is really old in a mice, and if you blow on those mice funny, they'll die.
Wow.
But we gave indoles to these very old mice, and they showed significant improvement in their mobility and in a variety of other measures that we use to score health span. So I think in our experiments it is possible to have an effect even late in animals' life. But health span is we think of as important only in geriatric populations. But I think the other lesson from the paper is that health span is something that we are losing from the moment we're born.
Yeah.
So there's a There's determinants of health span, including your capacity to reproduce and your capacity to move. All of these decline from the moment you're born. And so what we found in the paper also is that the molecules could improve health span even in young individuals.
What kind of a dose, or how can you measure, or how do you measure the presence of indoles to ascertain that that this is what's working? Because I guess what I'm trying to understand is, okay, so if I started to search out indole-rich foods, for instance, and or try to influence my gut microbes to improve both the presence of and the needed material for my gut to make its own indoles, what's the sweet spot?
I think we're not there yet, Carl.
Darn it.
I don't have an answer for that.
I think
at this point in the research, so science proceeds from basic findings and basic research on model organisms, the kind that we've used. These tell us which avenue to go down. And as we develop these ideas and move into people, then we can understand how to deliver particular indole molecules or how to eat particular foods that will change our indoles. But in order to do that, we have to know how these molecules are absorbed. We have to know how they're metabolized. We have to know what we should read out, that is, what molecules we should look at, what metabolic products we should look at in humans. And we have to know what amount of indole is safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I were to say to you, oh, you should go out and eat in order to get the right amount of indole, for example, I don't know how much that is.
Yeah.
You might have to eat 600 pounds of broccoli a day, which would probably take you off your diet.
Right, yeah.
But I think figuring out how to deliver these things in the real world is the realm of drug development, and that's where we and others would like to take the research, but we're not there yet, so I can't tell you exactly what you should do.
Okay, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk about the if you have identified the pathway of action that indoles seem to improve mobility in aging rodents. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I'm going to go eat some broccoli.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Daniel Kalman. We're talking about indoles, and you better pay attention. Because health span is very, very important. You don't want to be 100 years old and spend the last 30 years of your life in a wheelchair waiting for someone to point you at the TV in an institution. You want to be engaged in life. You want to be mobile. You want to be ambulatory. You want to be able to do the things you want to do. And that's something that becomes increasingly more and more difficult as you age. So this discussion on indoles is very, very important. So is there any evidence, Dr. Kalman, of a pathway of action here? Is there some sort of gene expression, epigenetic effect of these indoles, or does it influence autophagy and metabolic debris management to a greater degree? Do we know anything about that?
So we do. We do know that the, I can tell you two things. We know one of the things that the molecules that detect indoles in our body, and we know that this molecule is critical for transducing the indole signal. That is, it relaying the signal to our genes. One of the molecules that detects indoles is a molecule we know well. It also binds environmental toxins like Agent Orange and PCBs,
wow,
which we've heard of. But it turns out that its other function is to bind molecules that are produced by the microbiota, including small molecules like indole. So it's called a xenobiotic detector, or it's a molecule that can bind all sorts of small molecules. Indoles bind to this molecule called the aryl hydrocarbon receptor. They don't bind as tightly as molecules like dioxin, so they go on and off. And once the indole binds to this molecule, the molecule is known to go into the nucleus of a cell and bind to DNA and activate transcription. That is, it turns genes on or turns genes off. And when it does that, we can read out the different gene products that are produced. And those products turn into proteins in our bodies, of course, and they guide how our immune system works, how our guts function, how everything works.
Interesting.
So the molecule that detects indoles, called the aryl hydrocarbon receptor, is probably one of many molecules that does that, and it regulates gene expression in our bodies. And the question then is, well, what genes change and what happens? And we measured that, and we found something quite interesting. It turns out that when you age, some genes turn on, that is they're expressed more, and some genes turn off, that is they are expressed less. We see less of the gene products. With indoles, if you take indoles, what we found is that in aged individuals, the gene expression patterns looked more like the patterns that we see in young individuals. That is to say, genes that went up with age don't go up by as much. Genes that go down with age don't go down by as much mm-hmm. when you have indoles present. And that happened, we noticed that in animals in diverse species. So we're looking at, we did those experiments in worms, but we also have evidence that the aryl hydrocarbon receptor is the detector for indoles in flies, and others suggest that it, other work suggests that it's the detector in mice as well.
Wow.
So these are ancient molecules that are detecting ancient bacterial products, and evolution has held on to them over
so wonderful.
It's
so wonderful.
Billion years.
Yeah. And you know, and to this day, I'm baffled why evolutionary medicine isn't part of every medical curriculum. That just baffles me. But anyway, this is so exciting. So, what do you want both clinicians and lay people to take away from this research?
Well, I think there's several things. I think there's the basic finding that we can potentially change our microbiota to produce molecules that will allow us to live better for longer, which is improve our health span. I think health span is the key element of geriatrics. If everybody on the planet were to live twice as long,
yeah,
we
but
would
be
not
sick.
Have enough food
yeah.
to go around.
Right.
But our healthcare system depends on a really sustainable model, and I think if we can make people live healthier for longer, that's important. And the microbiota, changing the microbiota to more beneficial bugs or adding small molecules may be a good way to do that. So that's the first lesson. I think the second lesson is really one of sort of believing and supporting basic science research. Most people look at the drugs that they take and they say, oh, this is fantastic, a drug company made this. But almost every drug that we take came out of research, basic science work, usually in a university, that developed the targets for those drugs, and those targets were ultimately used by drug companies, for example, to identify drugs that people take. But everything we know in science comes out of basic research, and when people pay their taxes, part of that money goes to the National Institutes of Health, which supports research at the National Institutes of Health, and it also supports research in laboratories across the country and even around the world. And that's an important message as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. This is really exciting. The microbiome continues to be a very exciting, that and ironically, something that kind of goes hand in hand with it, but the emerging science of metabolomics. But the microbiome is just, I've come to the conclusion, I said these exact words. I think when I had Dr. Daniel Lieberman on, when we were talking about his book, The Story of the Human Body, that I've come to the conclusion that our microbes needed a vehicle. They needed a way to move around. They needed a way to reach and grab things and feed themselves. And so they built the human body out of necessity. And we actually host them. Because the more I understand about the intricacies of the way the microbiome and we work together, I've come to realize that that they are as important to us as we are to them. And it's really exciting. And we don't even know that, you know, we're talking about this type of discussion. I would love to see the presence of indoles in a type 2 diabetes mellitus model. I'd love to see where people are who have type 2 diabetes, because we know that their guts undergo dramatic changes, shifting away from microbes that that are less efficient at extracting nutrition from food and more efficient at using energy to microbes that are more efficient at extracting nutrition from every morsel you eat to a suppression in the utilization of energy. So these microbes are, they're working hard to survive, and they're a democracy. You know, the power is in the numbers, and that's why diversity is so important. Because once it becomes out of balance, like you said, they're very competitive. They don't want to give up their space anymore and let something that actually could be healthier for you take a place. So I would love to see the presence of indoles in a type 2 diabetes individual. I got to believe that they have very little indole production at all.
Well, there are certain diseases particularly associated with, for example, inflammatory bowel diseases are associated mm-hmm. with loss of the integrity of the gut. And there's good evidence now that indoles play a role in maintaining that the integrity of our intestinal barriers.
Are we talking about the mucosal barrier, or are we talking about the junctions that actually are made up by the cells themselves?
Well, so really all of the basically people and all organisms are not bacteria and yeast, but most organisms with a head and a toe are tubes. They're like cylinders with a tube down the center and a outer tube on the outside. And the tube down the center is your gut.
Right.
And it has to harbor the microbes. Your skin on the outside also harbors microbes, but these barriers have to be intact because the microbes can't move into the center of our bodies. It's that old Monty Python thing, none shall pass. We can allow the molecules to pass through. They help us. We're symbionts with these microbes, but we don't want the bugs getting in. So the bugs actually understand that in an odd way, and we keep them out. They stay where they are, and if the barrier breaks down, microbial products get through, and that can contribute to inflammatory processes that are associated with inflammatory bowel disease and with diseases like diabetes. And they're also associated with aging, and there's a term that we refer to for this process called inflammaging, basically microbial-driven products that go through the barrier and cause systemic inflammation. And that's bad if it's systemic and chronic, and then that can wear us down. So that happens in dysbiosis. That happens when the microbiota is altered in a way that it does not support us. There's evidence that the indoles may actually allow our barrier to remain intact and to to limit the passage of these kinds of factors.
So it looks like the foods high in indoles, all but one, have a sulfur kind of a smell to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but so we talked about broccoli, cauliflower, also cabbage appears to have indoles. Certain green leafy vegetables, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, turnips. Here's one that that threw me because it doesn't fit. All those things that I just mentioned kind of have, to me, they have that stinky sulfur smell when you boil them, when you make them.
There's no sulfur in the actual indole molecule. There's only carbons, nitrogens, and hydrogens.
No, I get it. I'm just saying classifying by odor, because we did say that this indoles give things.
Well, indoles are aromatic. But that's not necessarily the odor that we perceive is from the vegetables is different, I think.
Yeah, but interestingly enough, carrots apparently have some indoles in them. But
indoles are very important, particularly in root vegetables, because they govern the formation of new root structures. They also govern how plants turn towards light. They are extremely important in the function of plants. So it's perhaps not surprising that our bacteria, the plants that we eat, and us have co-evolved, and they co-evolved over hundreds of millions of years.
Right, I know.
And in fact, one could, the reason that we can study things originally in sort of ancient organisms like worms and flies and be able to use those results to tell us something about what happens in mice and people is because these same kinds of symbiotic relationships between our food, our microbes, and our ancestors have persisted. They use systems that work, and evolution doesn't change those systems.
I get it. It's exciting. And hence why I said evolutionary medicine should be part of all medical school curriculum today. Listen, I thank you so much for being on. This is so fascinating. And please think of us as you start to publish more research so we can get you back on the air and stay abreast of what's new.
Very good. Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was fun. And we'll talk soon, okay?
All right.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to explain why Coach Rob Regish couldn't do the Blueprint Power Hour today. I just found out why. Kind of sad. Stay tuned.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last. U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So Coach Rob texted me over the weekend and said he wouldn't be able to do the show Tuesday, meaning today. And I never ask him why, because he very rarely ever takes off. During the show, he texted me this. Noah passed away peacefully not an hour ago. We were all there for him right up until the end. And apparently Noah is a golden retriever. It's his dog. Looks like a golden retriever. His face is all gray. Pretty dog. So Coach Rob was with his dog today. And the dog looks pretty old. I'm willing to bet maybe 15 years old. That's a long time to have a dog. And, you know, they become part of the family. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Regish family and their loss. People are going, oh, it's a dog. No, it's a family member. When you have a dog for a long time, it becomes a family member. You know that. Like a child. And Noah passed away peacefully. So that's why Coach Rob wasn't here today, and we can live with that. And we'll see him next Tuesday, of course. That's all I've got today. It was a great show, I think. I think Dee Dee Gregory was great. We'll have to see about having him back on. That's all I got. See you tomorrow.